It's time to fight for what's right.
I ask no favor for my sex. All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks.
And celebrate America's independence.
We're stepped out upon the world stage now with the fate of human dignity in our hands.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on July 4th. On this special episode, we are counting down five of our favorite movie recommendations highlighting celebrated Americans to make your Independence Day turn into the best movie night. We gotta be honest. After watching our number five pick, you'll be able to gain more knowledge on the 16th President of the United States. It's the 2012 film Lincoln. The Steven Spielberg-directed film follows the intense years of President Abraham Lincoln's time in the White House as the Civil War raged on and the death toll was adding up. Pressure to end the war and abolish slavery through the 13th Amendment started to surmount, and Lincoln had the most important moral decision of his life to make. Daniel Day-Lewis plays Lincoln with passion and conviction, which ultimately won him the Academy Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role. Here is the trailer.
We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
We can't tell our people they can vote yes on abolishing slavery unless at the same time we can tell them that you're seeking a negotiated peace.
It's either the amendment or this Confederate peace. You cannot have both.
How many hundreds of thousands have died during your administration?
Congress must never declare equal those whom God created unequal.
Read the Constitution alone.
We're stepped out upon the world stage now with the fate of human dignity in our hands. Blood's been spilt to afford us this moment. Now, now, now.
Abraham Lincoln has asked us to work with him to accomplish the death of slavery.
No one's ever been loved so much by the people. Don't waste that power.
This fight is for the United States of America.
Can we choose to be born, or are we fitted to the times we're born into?
Well, I don't know about myself. You may be.
This settles the fate for all coming time. Not only of the millions now in bondage, but of unborn millions to come. Shall we stop this bleeding?
Lincoln was nominated for 12 Academy Awards total, including Best Picture and Best Director, and in addition to Daniel Day-Lewis, also won for Best Production Design. Lincoln is available to stream on Amazon Prime Video. The fight for equality continues to this day, but its origins in the civil rights movement are told quite eloquently in our number four pick, the 2014 film Selma. It's 1964 in what's supposed to be the legally desegregated South, but some towns are still segregated and discrimination against the black community is accepted in society. In comes a minister from Georgia named Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. His voice and countless others rose up to begin the fight for suffrage in Alabama. Dr. King, played by David Oyelowo, and his followers marched peacefully from Selma to Montgomery in 1965, which made tangible change when President Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act into law. Here is the movie's trailer.
He's got supporters. Detroit, New York, Los Angeles, inciting large-scale arrests and sympathy marches.
I'm very aware of that, Mr. Hoover. What I do know is he's nonviolent. What I need to know right now, what's Martin Luther King about to do next?
Mr. President, Dr. King is here.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
We need your help, Dr. King. This thing's just going to have to wait.
It cannot wait.
You got one big issue, I got 101.
Summer it is.
Here is the next great battle.
Selma's the place, and they ready.
Dr. King!
I tell you, that white boy can hit.
You will not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in this state.
It is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. Those that have gone before us say no more.
People actually say they're gonna kill our children. They're trying to get inside of your head.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
We build the path as we came, rock by rock.
His cell is probably bugged.
It probably is.
We must march. We must stand up.
You march those people into rural Alabama, it's got to be open season.
May I have a word?
There's no word to be had.
The people. The people. The people. The people.
There are 70 million people watching. These pictures are going around the world.
We must make a massive demonstration.
White, black, and otherwise. Come to Selma.
I heard about the attack of innocent people. I couldn't just stand by.
Looks like an army out there.
This revolution goes on and on. This revolution goes on and on.
My eyes have seen the glory. 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 Hallelujah.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
Indeed. The Ava DuVernay-directed film was nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards and won Best Original Song for Glory, co-written and performed by Common and John Legend. Watch Selma, streaming on Paramount+. Our number three pick is truly out of this world. The 2016 drama Hidden Figures stars Taraji P. Henson as Katherine Johnson, Octavia Spencer as Dorothy Vaughn, and Janelle Monáe as Mary Jackson. These three highly intelligent black women working at NASA are the minds behind astronaut John Glenn's launch into orbit. Their brains and intuition bring on a wave of pride across America and turned around the space race. Facing adversity and racism, the women changed the course of history against all odds. Have a listen to the trailer.
Y'all gonna end up unemployed riding around in this pile of junk.
You're welcome to walk the 16 mile. Or I'll sit in the back of the bus.
Like it gets me up.
You have identification on?
NASA, sir.
NASA? I had no idea they hired.
There are quite a few women working in the space program.
Least I can do is give y'all an escort.
Three Negro women are chasing a white police officer down the highway in 1961. That is a God-ordained miracle.
In 14 days, astronauts will be here for training. And we're shooting a human into space, and it's never been done before.
With the launch of the Russian spy satellite, the president is demanding an immediate response.
Running from the man.
Space test group needs a computer.
Catherine's the gal for that. She can handle any numbers you put in front of her.
This is about inventing the math, because without it, we're not going anywhere.
Yes, sir. That's John Glenn.
What do you gals do for NASA?
Calculate your launch and landing, sir. How could you be ogling these white men?
It's equal rights. I have the right to see fine in every color.
Oh, left, found it.
If you were a white male, would you wish to be an engineer?
I wouldn't have to. I'd already be one.
Yes, it's an uphill battle.
Get a girl.
But guess who else is playing?
I don't know if I can keep up in that room. Just make that pencil move as fast as your mind does.
You've been gone for 300 hours.
Felt like it to me, too.
Colonel Glenn launches in a few weeks. We don't have the man figured out yet.
There is no protocol for women attending.
There's no protocol for a man circling the Earth either, sir.
Every time we have a chance to get ahead, they move the finish line.
I need to be in that room hearing what you hear.
Within these walls, who makes the rules?
You, sir, you are the boss. You just have to act like one, sir.
We have liftoff.
don't get there together, we don't get there at all.
In the fight of our lives, people.
My gals are ready. We can do the work.
More than 50 million Americans watching.
I got a warning light.
Go find Catherine.
Colonel Glenn.
There's a real fireball outside. It's getting a little hot in here.
The film was nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards and won the Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Here is a bit of Taraji P. Henson's passionate acceptance speech on behalf of the ensemble.
This story is of unity. This story is about what happens when we put our differences aside and we come together as a human race. We win. Love wins every time. Thank you so much for appreciating the work we've done. Thank you so much for appreciating these women. They are hidden figures. No more. Thank you. Thank you.
Such a memorable and emotional moment. You can watch Hidden Figures streaming on Disney Plus. It's trivia time. The Presidential Medal of Freedom is awarded to individuals who have made a, quote, especially meritorious contribution to the security or national interests of the United States, world peace, cultural, or other significant public or private endeavors, according to Executive Order 9586. So, which of these celebrated Americans who've been the focus of a feature film has received the Presidential Medal of Freedom? We have four choices because July 4th. Is it Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Harriet Tubman, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., or Katherine Johnson? Stick around for the answer and our top two Independence Day picks. What to watch, we'll be right back.
Also,
knowing the
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, Forrest Gump was released on July 6, 1994. Tom Hanks' starring role also became his most iconic, and the film became an instant American classic. The film won Oscars for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Visual Effects, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Film Editing, and Hanks for Best Actor. It also is arguably one of the most quoted movies of all time, with standouts including,
"My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get."
As well as,
"I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. Stupid is, stupid does, Miss Blue."
And
run, Forrest, run!
Number two.
A truly inspiring story is told in our number two pick, the 2019 biopic, Harriet. Cynthia Erivo plays the courageous and trailblazing abolitionist Harriet Tubman, who, with seemingly no fear and only her faith and determination, liberated hundreds of slaves in the Underground Railroad. Her story of overcoming persecution and ultimately winning freedom is told through breathtaking honesty in Erivo's performance, which earned her a Best Actress nomination at the Academy Awards. Here is a bit of that trailer.
There's not much time. You got to be miles away from here for dawn.
stars. Just follow the river. Listen for them. Fear is your enemy.
Whoa. Easy now.
I'm gonna be free or die.
I don't know if you know how extraordinary this is, but you have made it 100 miles to freedom all by yourself. Would you like to pick a new name to mark your freedom?
Harriet Tubman.
You are welcome here anytime. If I'm free, my family should be too. I made up my mind, I'm going back. You're confident, composed. When trouble comes, you'll be ready.
Papers. It says here you're 5.5 feet tall. You ain't more than 5 feet.
Must have won my high boots that day.
Why you back here? It ain't safe.
I come to get you. Bring all of you to freedom.
Do you know what would happen if you got caught? You got lucky, Harriet.
I made it this far on my own, so don't you tell me what I can't do.
Harriet, welcome to the Underground Railroad. Everybody, everywhere is looking for you.
God don't mean people to own people.
Find this thief and burn her at the stake.
Harriet!
I would give every last drop of blood in my veins until this monster called slavery is dead. Ready?
The song Stand Up, performed by Erivo and co-written by Joshua Brian Campbell, also received a Best Original Song Oscar nomination. Her performance brought the Oscars audience to its feet. Harriet is available to rent or buy on various digital platforms. Ruthie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. Now, we're not talking about the notorious B.I.G. for our number one pick. Instead, it would be the notorious R.B.G. The 2018 documentary film R.B.G. chronicles the life and work of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the late Supreme Court justice who fought tirelessly for women's rights and gender equality. The doc follows her everyday life as a justice and recounts her upbringing and focus on education at Harvard and Columbia law schools. Have a listen to the trailer.
I ask no favor for my sex. All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks.
Forget the bull in the china shop. We welcome today Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She's become such an icon.
Would you mind signing this copy?
I am 84 years old, and everyone wants to take a picture with me.
Notorious RBG.
Yeah.
When you come right down to it, the closest thing to a superhero I know. Ruth Bader Ginsburg changed the way the world is for American women.
I became a lawyer when women were not wanted by the legal profession.
Thousands of state and federal laws discriminated on the basis of gender. She was following in the footsteps of the battle for racial equality. She wanted equal protection for women.
Men and women are persons of equal dignity, and they should count equally before the law.
She captured for the male members of the court what it was like to be a second-class citizen.
The point is that the discriminatory line almost inevitably hurts women.
I did see myself as kind of a kindergarten teacher in those days because the judges didn't think sex discrimination existed.
I have had the great good fortune to share life with a partner truly extraordinary for his generation.
He was the first boy I ever knew who cared that I had a brain.
She is a center of power on and off the court.
Every time Justice Ginsburg wrote a dissent, the internet would explode.
I came up with a couple slogans. You can't spell truth without Ruth.
I surely would not be in this room today without the determined efforts of men and women who kept dreams alive.
I've heard that she does 20 push-ups 3 times a week or something. I mean, we can't even get off the floor. We can't even get down to the floor.
That's true.
Watch RBG on Netflix this 4th, or if you'd like to see a dramatized version of her life, check out the 2018 film On the Basis of Sex, starring Felicity Jones as RBG, streaming on Hulu. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question: which celebrated Americans who've been the focus of a feature film has received the Presidential Medal of Freedom? 4 options for you: Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Harriet Tubman, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., or Katherine Johnson. Well, it's a little bit of a trick question because there were 2 of them, actually: Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Katherine Johnson. Dr. King received the award posthumously in 1977, and Katherine Johnson received it from President Obama in 2015. Also in 2015, Harriet Tubman was posthumously awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.